every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 42 deaths now blamed on severe storms that swept through the Midwest and South this past weekend. A tornado outbreak impacting 9 states. The White House says it's prepared to assist with recovery efforts.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump has been actively monitoring the situation, and administration officials are engaged with governors and local officials. But she didn't provide specifics on what help has been given or what the administration is ready to provide. Asked about FEMA and any potential changes to the federal government's response, Leavitt said there are no changes yet, but that doesn't mean there couldn't be in the future.
A judge holds a hearing later today after the Trump administration ignored the court's order to ground deportation flights, including turning planes back that were already in the air this past weekend. The wife of convicted former Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey is set to stand trial. Jury selection begins tomorrow in the federal bribery and corruption trial of Nadine Menendez, who's facing similar charges as her husband. This is ABC News. Authorities in New Mexico have updated the timeline in the death of actor Gene Hackman's wife. Both were found dead earlier this month in their Santa Fe home.
It now appears Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa, died one day later than investigators first believed. They thought she died on February 11th when she stopped responding to emails. But Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza telling ABC News they've learned on February 12th she called a concierge medical service.
And may have not been feeling well.
Investigators determining she died of rare hantavirus. And then a week later, Gene Hackman died of heart disease. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition remains stable and say there's slight improvements due to respiratory and motor therapy. The 88-year-old pontiff has been hospitalized for 32 days, battling double pneumonia. This past weekend, the Vatican released the first photo of the Pope since he was hospitalized. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ehlin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a multi-state lawsuit to prevent the U.S. Education Department from being shut down. Call, along with 20 other attorneys general, are asking a federal judge to prevent President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk from shuttering the agency. Trump announced Tuesday he'd be firing 50% of the department, accusing its workers of not coming to the job. Call says the lives and education of students should be preserved over tax breaks for billionaires. The AGs argue that Trump's order overrides Congress's control on the Education Department's budget. Unhappy with proposed cuts to the VA by President Trump and Elon Musk, Wisconsin veterans and supporters rallied at the Capitol in Madison over the Friday noon hour. Army veteran Deb Schultz of Saner.
The Constitution matters, and the Congress is allowing our response, their responsibilities according to the Constitution, to fade. So we no longer really have three branches of government. We're basically down to two and leaning towards just a single executive branch. And that is scary for everybody in these United States.
Deb and her husband Doug say they recently met with a staffer for 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany to voice their concerns. Former state Supreme Court justice has one last chance to appear for a deposition.
The State Journal reports Michael Gableman was supposed to answer questions for Wisconsin's Office of Lawyer Regulation in connection to his failure to turn over records from an investigation into the 2020 presidential election, which he oversaw. Gableman refused to appear for a previous deposition, citing his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. A independent referee handling the complaint against Gableman says he's not allowed to do that and must invoke that right to questions individually rather than skipping the entire deposition. Gableman could face contempt of court charges and fines if he skips another one. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger. It'll also warm us up today to about 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild and breezy, with a winter storm watch starting Wednesday at 4 a.m. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
By Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome into AOA, powered by Cenex. Happy to be back in the studio after my trip to Capitol Hill, spending much of last week in Washington, D.C. It's nice to be back home and behind the main microphone here in my studio. Thanks for being with us on AOA. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Again, the show brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up on the show today, we're going to take a look at weather. Could be another active week here as we get to the middle of the week. DTN meteorologist John Baranek will join us for a conversation. After the bottom of the hour, there's been a lot of talk about the USDA cuts, what that could mean for IRA conservation funds and some farmer contracts and more. We're going to take a look at some new analysis and get some perspective on it from former USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney, will be with us coming up here later in the show. Then at the end of the program, of course, we saw a lot of moves with the EPA last week, including their new guidance on the waters of the U.S. While I was in D.C. last week, I talked with Mary Thomas Hart, chief counsel for the NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We'll hear her thoughts and get a recap on that WOTUS news coming up in segment four of today's show. Let's kick things off and take a look at what's happening in the markets, as there has been, of course, plenty of volatility here over the last several weeks. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart, joins us. Darren, thank you for being here. And I wonder, St. Patrick's Day Monday, are there any markets that are showing a little St. Patty's enthusiasm in the green, Darren?
There certainly is. It's well said. Really, you know, it's odd, but you know, this is one of those days when the wheat subsector has moved center stage. And I mean, it is decked in green and it is bright green today. And this all stems from some freezing temperatures that, you know, dipped as far south, you know, dipped into the southern plains, U.S. hard red winter growing area over this past weekend, both Saturday and Sunday morning. So it'll be interesting to listen to John here in a little bit talk about extended forecasts. You know, how many more of these events can we expect? Do I think the 2025 hard red winter crop was hurt and or killed, unlikely. Mm-hmm. It's wheat. It's the cockroach of the grain world. You can't kill it. It has to die 1,000 deaths every year. But it certainly has the non-commercial, certainly the algorithm interest overnight through early Monday morning. You know, we know this group was continuing to hold a large net short future position, actually increased it as of a week ago Tuesday. So got some fun, you know, get some fund covering going on here to start the week, and then we'll see what develops.
Well, and you bring up a good point here, thinking about the fund activity, and I want to segue this over to include quarter beans as well. I've been wondering if or when, with all this stock market volatility, we could see funds maybe add to their positions in the grains, maybe look for the grain markets as a safe haven potentially, but it feels like that's maybe not quite happening. Quarter beans are pretty quiet to start the week. I mean, what's your take on some of that fund activity across the entire grain complex?
Yeah, it depends on if we're thinking of funds as long only or free to be both long and short, you know, because we've seen them move into large short positions in wheat, which rightfully so, given the fundamental reads that we have on the wheat. And in soybeans, they've also got a net long. Now, they did decrease that by 22,000 contracts as of last Tuesday. So there was some buying back. So from a long-term point of view, looking at this thing long-term, there isn't any real reason to get long anything in the grain market. So if these are long-only funds, I don't see a flow of money coming out of U.S. stocks and into the grain sector. Now, if they can go short, that's another story. They can hold some short positions or something along that line. You know, so I, from a fundamental point of view, I just don't think this is going to change all that much. It's going to take a weather event, and it's going to take something more dramatic than a couple mornings in the wheat sector where we saw some sub-freezing temperatures. So there's a lot that's going to have to happen on the grain side for it to become a safe haven. I don't see this happening. In fact, you know, it just very seldom happens where grains are viewed as safe haven. It's possible, but I just don't see it happening given the trade situation, the global trade situation at this point.
Well, of course, that global trade situation, we wait to see what happens with tariffs and all the moves from the Trump administration. And obviously, it's caused a lot of volatility in these markets, especially as we alluded to, stocks, energies, metals, et cetera. What are you watching with the macro markets here this week? Is there anything that's going to be key for folks to keep an eye on here, Darren?
Absolutely. All of the above. Everything you just mentioned. You know, it starts with U.S. stock indexes. We've seen them go to new four-month lows, which from a technical point of view, this is an important, or theoretically, it's an important momentum indicator. When we go to new four-month lows, it indicates there is some selling that could happen. But I think we can throw most of what we think we know about technical analysis out the window, and there's really not much we can look at fundamentally when it comes to U.S. stock indexes either. So here, you know, it's often best to follow those who know what's going on, know how to trade these sorts of things. Obviously, you know, one of the first ones to mind is the other Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, you know, where he has moved away from stocks and into cash. We also read of some of these market leaders going into treasuries and these sorts of things. So not a bad lead to follow in this sort of thing. And there's also gold, you know, going past $3,000 per ounce last week. Silver still looking strong. So here's our real safe haven markets is precious metals. We've got cash. We've got treasuries. We've got all of these markets that money is starting to flow towards and out of U.S. stocks. Again, because of the uncertainty, because of the chaos that's being caused.
How about that livestock sector? It's a little bit St. Paddy's Day green there to start on Monday. Maybe some worry, though, about consumer demand for beef and more with the economy outlook right now. I mean, what's your view of this protein sector, Darren?
Yeah, what really jumped out to me last week was feeder cattle moving to new contract highs. Now, feeder cattle are a lightly traded market. So sometimes they can get a bit skewed and a new contract high doesn't necessarily mean anything until we go back to that old saying, contracts making or markets making new highs are not bearish. So there is a lot of concern about consumer demand. There is a lot of concern about, you know, the price of beef and these sorts of things as we move forward. Right now, we're not really seeing it bring a great deal of selling into the market. It could, but we are getting close to that seasonal time of year where we have more grilling done. It's called grilling season. You know, people are going to be searching for beef, possibly. And if we don't see that develop, then we know that the U.S. has more of a consumer problem than probably someone want to admit.
Always enjoy the perspective. Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart. Good to have you with us again here this week, Darren. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate you having me on again, Jesse.
Darren Newsom joining us here on AOA. Powered by Cenex. Premium diesel is the right choice for your operation year-round. Learn more about Cenex premium diesel fuels by visiting Cenex.com. Up next, we'll talk weather. BTN meteorologist John Baranek joins us after this on AOA.
Smart stays on the road. That's why it's in your engine, because you wouldn't settle for subpar performance. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils maintain 80% of their viscosity throughout the drain interval for superior engine performance across extreme temperatures. That horizon looks good with the competition behind you. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, they're...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, powered by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Visit your nearest location or Cenex.com today for more information. I know a lot of folks across the U.S. faced a lot of dire conditions over the weekend. Tornado outbreak, especially across Missouri, Arkansas, the deep south as well, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, into Tennessee. And we also saw some blizzard conditions up north. We saw huge dust storms in the southern plains as well. And it sounds like it could be another active week ahead for much of the country. Let's catch up on all the details. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, good to have you with us. And I know it was a very volatile weekend. Our thoughts go out to everyone impacted by tornadoes. I know Rolla, Missouri is one of the towns I saw affected. Dust storms, snow, you name it. Just a very busy, busy weekend here, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Jesse. I had to sneak that in there. there wasn't much of the country that really escaped all of the hazards that came with the system last week. I mean, it even went through the west with a lot of rain and snow. Unless you were up in kind of Montana, I think that's probably the only state that really escaped all the hazards with this. And you did a good job of laying out kind of everything that went down with that. It's hard. I mean, because it actually ended up being not as hazardous as what some of the forecasts were, especially for Mississippi and Alabama. We were very, very concerned about many more long track tornadoes in that area that just turned out to be a lot more heavy rain instead. But I mean, it's not that's I'm not trying to minimize what actually did happen, because there was a lot of severe weather down there. It's just it's a good thing it wasn't as bad as we were kind of fearing it would be.
Well, obviously, again, our thoughts with anyone affected by the tornadoes and the dust storms, the pileups I saw in Kansas, for instance, and more. Just a lot of wild, wacky weather happening over the weekend. Let's shift our focus to this week ahead, though. It sounds like it could be another active week, John, especially we get Tuesday into Wednesday. Sounds like maybe some snow and blizzard conditions in parts of the Midwest, and then maybe some more severe weather. What's the latest you're seeing in the forecast?
Yeah, welcome to spring, Jesse. We've got another big one coming up. It's actually moving into California here today, and we're going to get some pretty decent rain and snow across the West again. But again, once it hits the plains, that's where we're expecting the big impacts from it. So yeah, it'll be tomorrow night, Tuesday night, when it starts doing that. When the first thing we'll all notice out there is the winds ramping up again. It doesn't look like it's going to be like last Friday's crazy windstorm, but still you're talking 50, 60 mile an hour wind gusts over a large area from South Dakota all the way through Texas. There's probably going to be some areas there that get over 70, just depending on timing and such things. But, we got this on this other one. It's coming out into the plains on Tuesday. Late Tuesday, we'll see some snow. We'll see a lot more snow developing with the system than we did with the last one. We just had a little bit up there, up by me in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. But this one is going to be a little bit bigger. So this one looks like we'll have the snow beginning in Montana or Wyoming and Colorado, and kind of moving its way northeast through Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota into Wisconsin. We're likely to see a strong band here of 6+ inches in some of these areas. And the winds are going to be howling. So, yeah, get ready for another blizzard and all those warnings that are starting to get posted out there by the National Weather Service. But they'll be increasing throughout today and tomorrow for sure. To the south of that, we'll have a nice, strong cold front coming through yet again. This does not have the makings of producing as much severe weather as last week's, which is good. But that doesn't mean we have zero threat. So we still will have a front moving through kind of the mid-Mississippi Valley on Wednesday, moves to the East Coast on Thursday. And I think really it's kind of the mid-Atlantic that sees the main portions of the severe weather there on Thursday. We could be in for another couple of rounds of some severe weather, some strong thunderstorms moving through. I wouldn't even throw out the Midwest with getting some severe weather as well. So there's definitely potential here for another big impactful system moving through. Luckily, it's going to be rather quick, and we get not a break behind it, but the weather that comes behind this system here is a lot more benign than the two big storms here from late last week and the weekend and in the middle of this week.
Well, John, I have to ask, with all of this activity coming through, last week while I was in D.C. with the Missouri Farm Bureau, I talked with a lot of Missouri farmers who mentioned they're kind of getting the itch to get in the field and start planting. I heard some of the same from folks in parts of Illinois as well. So we're getting into that window where folks want to get out into the field. But I know a lot of areas, drought, subsoil moisture, it has been a concern. How does this system and the system that we saw this past weekend, how does this help aid with any of the drought concerns across the Midwest and Plains, John?
Well, it didn't really impact a whole lot of areas that were in drought. I mean, there's some parts of Minnesota that's got some decent precipitation. Illinois and northern Indiana did as well. But, you know, if you were farther west, you didn't get it. And if you're farther south, you weren't really worried about the precipitation anyway, and you just got a whole bunch of it. We've got flood warnings all over the place in the Mid-South right now. So, you know, it's kind of it didn't really help the drought areas too much. And we've got too much soil moisture out there for other folks down south that are probably more keen and more itching to get out there. This week's system here, it doesn't actually have a ton of moisture to work with outside of that band of snow that looks to be quite heavy. There's not a whole bunch of precipitation. So these thunderstorms that are moving through, they're gonna move through rather quickly. And they don't have a ton of moisture to work with. So I'm not expecting, some big impacts here for much of the drought areas across the north and for anybody across the south. I'm not expecting a whole lot either. We could see, you know, some of those thunderstorms obviously hit your area and they get you with an inch of rain or something crazy like that. But I'm not really expecting that to be too widespread. So drought conditions still there, not really getting better. And all those folks that saw rainfall over the weekend here, probably getting a little bit more this week as well.
DTN meteorologist John Baranek with us. Got a couple minutes here, John. South America, let's get an update there. How are things looking in Brazil and Argentina? Let's start with Brazil first.
Sure. So in Brazil, they had a front that got stalled over kind of south central areas. Didn't produce a ton of rain and not to the forecast, but it did give them some needed showers down there. But it left some areas in east central Brazil very dry and very hot last week as well. That front is just kind of maintaining itself. It's going to get pushed a little bit farther north. So some of those areas that were dry and that are dry, we're going to get some rainfall here this week. But, you know, this is supposed to be the rainy season. We're supposed to see a bunch of rain. And the forecast, even though the forecast amounts have not been panning out, they're still below what we should be seeing down there in terms of normal. So soil moisture starting to become a red flag for us a little bit if this continues into April, because we've only got about a month or so of this definite, you know, wet season showers going on until that starts to wane out. So it's pretty important here to get some really good rainfall over the next month. And I don't know, the forecasts are a little bit low on that. So we'll see about that for corn in Brazil. Mm-hmm. As far as Argentina is concerned, they're kind of, you know, trailing off towards the end of their season. They were dry all last week. They're well outside of a couple of spots, and same thing here this week. It's largely a dry week again. That's good for their early corn harvest, which has started. But any of that late planted corn and soybeans that are filling could use some rain, and they just, you know, they've gone through a dry stretch. Now they had some pretty good rainfall prior to this. And we do have a front that'll come through this weekend that looks like it'll bring some decent rainfall. So Argentina's okay, I think. Brazil, we have some concerns popping up here.
Well, definitely a lot for us to keep an eye on. We're going to, of course, track the weather with you each and every week here on the show. Folks can go to dtnpf.com for more information. I should ask, John, you gave the St. Paddy's nod at the top of the segment. I inadvertently put green on today. I wasn't even thinking about it. You got your green on today, John?
I'm Irish. I have to. So yes, I do. Of course I do.
I am like a third Irish. So it's bad of me that I,
Jesse,
but hey, something in me must've said you should put green on today. So There you go.
I'm glad your senses kicked in there, even if you didn't think of it.
Something happened. They tingled and they kicked in. DTN meteorologist John Baranek, good to talk with you, my friend. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. You too, Jesse.
John Baranek with us here on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Up next, we'll talk with former USDA Undersecretary Robert Bonney on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto accident helped.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market. Kins. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 13 at 1743, May down 16 to 1757, June down 12 to 1731, July down 9 at 1782. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they're moving mostly higher. Again, this extended buying interest after the big jump in the cash markets from last week, still providing some support for the cattle. Hogs moving mostly higher as well. Short covering strength in morning pork cutout values also providing support. April live cattle up 10 cents to 203.27. March feeder cattle up 32 cents to 282.30. April hogs up 97 cents to 87.60. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets higher. Wheat really leading corn higher as well. Soybeans all moving mostly mixed today. Now, the dryness is remaining a concern for portions of the Black Sea region. That's providing support for wheat. Corn is strong on firm export demand with the U.S. prices the cheapest available in the world, at least at the moment. Soybean prices are being pressured by the Brazilian soybean harvest and those soybeans coming onto the world markets. New crop corn up 3 to 454. New crop beans down 1 now to 1017. May wheat in Chicago up 15 and 3 quarters to 572 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat May up 13 and 3 quarters to 615 and a half. I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here today on AOA, Agriculture of America, good to have you with us on the program powered by Cenex. Using quality premium products like Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Maxtron Diesel Engine Oils, They help keep your equipment running stronger and longer. Go to your nearest Cenex location or head to cenex.com. For more information, make sure you get yourself set up for spring planting, which, of course, is we're right on the doorstep of it in many locations, or it's right around the corner. Jesse Allen with you as we continue on AOA. There's been a lot of talk about some of the conservation funding cuts with the new Trump administration and farmers talking about their contracts being in limbo when it comes to these conservation funding cuts and more. And there's a new analysis out by Invested Our Land that is looking at some of these funding cuts and how much it could cost ag-heavy states. And we want to talk about this. Joining us now, he is former USDA Undersecretary of Agriculture for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney. Robert, it's great to talk with you again. How are you, sir?
Jesse, it's great to be with you.
Well, just for starters, give us a little bit of a background on this new analysis. I know this was conducted by Jonathan Kappas at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and it looks at a lot of this IRA funding that I know you had a key hand in the last administration. What were some of the key findings? Let's start there.
Yeah, so this is $18 billion in total that was allocated in the Inflation Reduction Act to all kinds of conservation practices, soil health, improved grazing, lots of things that farmers are already doing. Now, during the last 3 years, the Biden administration, we were able to allocate 100% of these dollars. And so there's high demand here. And what this analysis looked at was going forward, the amount of money that farmers could lose in conservation opportunities. And it looked at it by state by state. You see a lot of sort of the heartland states from Minnesota on right down through the corn and soybean region down into Texas, into the southeast as well, where there are significant losses, $12 billion, if we put these monies on hold and don't pay them out. And the other thing to note here is that there are a lot of existing contracts where producers have already made investments where, those contracts are on hold right now. They can't get paid back.
Well, and I'm curious maybe what you have heard about some of these contracts. We've seen a lot of stories from producers in the ag media, and I've heard about quite a few as well. Some folks not wanting to talk about them, just wanted to remain anonymous. But there is a lot of concern, to your point. Some farmers have invested in plenty of this infrastructure, and now they don't know if they're going to get paid back. And this, all of these conservation funds just seem to be in limbo. I mean, what is the latest you have heard from Washington, D.C., Robert, in regards to some of this funding?
Well, honestly, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. Our understanding is that these contracts are being reviewed independently by both the Secretary's office as well as OMB. Of course, there are thousands of contracts here, so the ability to do that quickly is going to be very difficult. And, of course, you know, we should honor existing contracts, commitments that the government has already made. We should honor those. But it's pretty murky going forward. And I just say we all know commodity prices are down right now. There's a lot of concern out in farm country about the farm economy right now. Now is not the time to be holding back on resources or you know, particularly where farmers have already made investments to not pay them quickly.
I wonder as well, looking through this analysis, you mentioned how deep these cuts could impact a lot of key ag states. And we'll get a link posted up as well to this interactive map, but I know a lot of this will tie in with, of course, figuring out the budget reconciliation. I know on Friday we saw that continuing resolution to keep the government funded. It made it through the Senate after making it through the House. But you know, looking ahead to how this all shakes out, I think, to your point, it's kind of murky. Things just, there's so much tied together right now, and there's so many unknowns. I mean, how does this all potentially play into any other cuts we could see when it comes to figuring out a new farm bill and much more, Robert?
Yeah, well, a lot of concern there. I mean, one of the things you want to do going into a farm bill is make sure you've got resources to make the kind of compromises, increase commodity expenditures, you know, do the same on the conservation side. And so the more you do to create uncertainty around the budget, the more difficult it is to think about how you get a farm bill. Of course, you know, as you point out, we had a continuing resolution on Friday. But there's resources there. The question is whether, you know, the Trump administration is going to pay out those resources, and for the resources that have already been committed, how quickly they're going to either honor those contracts, or in some cases, you know, you worry they may cancel them, as we see in other programs. So lots of concern here, and again, tough time to create more uncertainty out in the countryside.
We're talking with former USDA Undersecretary Robert Bonney, a new analysis out by Invest in Our Land, looking at some of the conservation funding cuts and what it could mean for individual states and farmers and ranchers. What would you say to farmers and ranchers who currently have contracts in limbo right now? I mean, what can they do? What should they be doing? And talk about that just from your perspective, your time in USDA. And I know things have, you know, with the changeover, there's going to be some things that are different. But just in general, what should farmers and ranchers be doing, be thinking about right now?
Well, I mean, one of the most important things, I think, if you have a contract that's been put on hold, you know, I don't have a great answer for you right now other than talk to your member of Congress. Let them know. Ask them to reach out to the department and talk about the importance of the investments that you've made as a farmer or rancher and the need to be paid back. So I think that's one of the most important things. People need to hear. The department needs to hear from members of Congress and others. So that's one thing to think about. There's a story in AgriPulse today about them putting a hold on future EQIP and CSP contracts right now. So there's some uncertainty as if farmers are negotiating contracts right now, whether those are going to go forward. Again, I don't have a great answer for folks other than folks in administrations. I've spent 12 years working for USDA, respond to public pressure. They respond to farmers and ranchers. USDA is there to serve our agricultural community. And the more folks can talk to their representatives, can reach out, the better.
Well, and you mentioned EQIP, for instance, and I should have brought this up earlier. My apologies. What are some of these key programs that are getting affected, could be affected, et cetera, et cetera? Can you give us a few of those, Robert?
Yeah. So there's the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, EQIP, as you point out, and lots of practices we can do under EQIP that'll improve agricultural productivity and continue to allow us to do things that are good for the environment too. But also the Conservation Stewardship Program, again, similarly, lots of ways to support production agriculture, even while we protect water quality, air quality, the climate, and other things. There's the Conservation Easement Program. So for producers that want to permanently protect their farms, keep them out of development, put some cash on the table, conservation easements are an important tool, voluntary tool. And all these programs, of course, are voluntary. And the last ones are the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. This is an effort where local groups of farmers, ranchers, forest owners, conservation groups, and others can get together, put together their own plan, and get it funded through a competitive process. So some really innovative projects there to help folks produce low carbon biofuels or improve their grazing opportunities. So, you know, these are programs that are very, very popular. We've had a huge turnout. We're always oversubscribed. They're designed to be helpful to agriculture, even while they help the environment. And, of course, they're all voluntary, all incentive-based, and they promote, I think, a way of doing conservation on working lands that has a lot of support in the countryside.
Now, I do have to play devil's advocate here and ask you from this perspective. I know there are a lot of folks in rural America, even some farmers and ranchers, who are you know, saying that there's just a lot of the term is waste or whatever the case is. They're saying there's all this money that is being used that needs to be, you know, rolled back and moved to something else, et cetera, et cetera. What would you say to those folks who are in agreement with what the Trump administration is doing right now?
A couple of things. One is, you always hear broadly, somebody will say it, you know, sort of 30,000 per perspective. Oh, we always worry about waste, fraud, and abuse. Of course, and that's important. But when you get down to the details of exactly what folks are talking about, and you see that right now, it's much harder to put your finger on exactly what's happening. I will say that in conservation programs, we've done a lot to improve accountability there. We've done a lot to streamline. Honestly, contracts can be too onerous. We've done a lot over the last decade, and certainly I spent a lot of time during the Biden administration trying to do more to make sure we're spending the money well, that the money gets to farmers and ranchers for the right things, and that we remove red tape. All that's really, really important. The question is how you do it, how you look for waste, fraud, and abuse, how you look to streamline things. Mm-hmm. And the way they're doing it right now is with a sledgehammer, and you know, it's creating problems.
Former USDA Undersecretary Robert Bonney, we're up against the clock, but I do appreciate your perspective on this, and we'll have to get you back on the show again in a few months and get an update on where things stand. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
AOA brought to you by Cenex. Up next, we'll talk about waters of the U.S. with Mary Thomas Hart from NCBA here on AOA.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Live and die by the clock. What fuels me to get the job done? All the people counting on me to keep their businesses running. What fuels my truck? Cenex Roadmaster XL, a premium diesel fuel that powers fleets through all conditions, better than any formula yet, keeping our engines running cleaner, stronger, and longer. Cenex Roadmaster XL, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Joining us once again is Ron Calhoun with Loveland Products and Nutrient Ag Solutions as we learn more about Infinity, their brand new biological product. Ron, tell us again just some of the benefits of Infinity for producers.
The compatibility, I think, is a big deal. Being able to fit this into your existing farming practices is going to make this product easy to use for you. And then also just you know, whether you're looking to improve your nitrogen efficiency in the situation you're already in, whether you're on that journey and looking for that next thing to fit in there. We might have folks that are looking to go from, like I said, maybe 1.1 down to one unit of nitrogen per bushel. I think that those three modes of action are going to help give growers the opportunity to manage that nitrogen component of their crop system with an additional tool that they didn't have before.
Thanks, Ron. Infinity is available for the 2025 growing season. Learn more online at lovelandproducts.com/nitrogen naturally.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions, with Cenex Maxtron THF Plus Full Synthetic Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Well, of course, last week I spent time on Capitol Hill. A lot happening in Washington, D.C. And, of course, one of the many news items that came out last week was all of the moves made by the Environmental Protection Agency. One of those centered around Waters of the United States, or the WOTUS rule. I was able to talk with Mary Thomas Hart, chief counsel with the NCBA, last week to get the latest on that regulation announcement from EPA. Let's listen to that conversation right now here on AOA. A lot of news this week, especially surrounding Waters of the U.S., WOTUS. Get us up to speed on the EPA news here, which sounds very favorable for farmers and ranchers.
It certainly is favorable. So, you know, I think an important place to start isn't necessarily the announcement that we saw earlier this week, but I'll take listeners back to 2023 when we got a unanimous Supreme Court decision in a case called Sackett versus EPA. And that case really threw out the standard that we'd used in defining WOTUS for a long time, which was the significant nexus test. The Supreme Court replaced that test with two terms. So the only waters that can be considered waters of the U.S. are relatively permanent waters and wetlands with a continuous surface connection. And so when EPA made their announcement earlier this week, it was, I would say, the first step towards starting to define relative permanence and continuous surface connection. Administrator Zeldin and the Army Corps of Engineers issued a joint guidance document with a definition for continuous surface connection. So really honing in on which wetlands are in and which wetlands are out. We're really happy with that guidance document. And in addition to the guidance document, the EPA put out a 30-day request for information, and they're seeking stakeholder input about, you know, what else needs to be done with WOTUS, how do we provide further clarity with WOTUS, and they're going to have some listening sessions in the next month or so as well.
So when it comes to WOTUS, this has just been an issue that, I mean, what, more than a decade here, we've been dealing with this, you know, change on again, off again, et cetera, et cetera. For producers, I have to think that you know, hopefully this is maybe the end of the road, but as we know, things can change on a dime. But I mean, what would you tell producers just as we look at this whole landscape when it comes to defining what a navigable water is, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, and I think for most landowners or land managers, it's been a lot longer than 10 years, right? There are hearing transcripts from 1973 after the Clean Water Act was passed in 1972, where senators are talking about how to define waters of the U.S. So from the time the Clean Water Act was passed, we've been asking this question, and the agencies have been struggling with it. Courts have struggled with it. So I think it definitely ramped up in the last 10 years, right? Really starting with the Obama 2015 WOTUS definition. I think that was really when farmers and ranchers were first negatively impacted by WOTUS and started to engage. So for us in this industry, I do think 2015 to 2025 really is kind of a huge period in the grander WOTUS timeline. We've seen a lot of policy swinging back and forth from administration to administration. The goal is, at the end of the day, at least for NCBA, and I think for EPA in this administration too, is to find a definition that can really withstand the test of time, something that not only protects our nation's water resources, which are very important, but that also respects private property rights. And striking that balance isn't easy. Obviously, we've been trying to do it for 50 years, but I'm really optimistic that we'll be able to finally get it done.
I think for producers, just having something that is clear, I think that's the big thing. If there's things that they have to work with and deal with and navigate, that's fine, but just make sure it's clear and precise so we know and there's that certainty, right?
I think you're exactly right. That's what NCBA has been saying for years, right? We don't necessarily need no waters to be WOTUS, right? Cattle producers have a really selfish interest in having a safe water supply. Our cattle drink that water. We drink that water. Our communities use that water. So, you know, we are invested in having a safe national water resource. But what we've been saying for years and what the Supreme Court agreed with is that not only is it a violation of the Clean Water Act, but it's a constitutional violation when a landowner can't go out and look at their land or their water features and at least make a preliminary determination about what is in and what's out. Because the Clean Water Act carries potential criminal liability, the federal government owes stakeholders a duty to know what water features are in and what water features are out. And really, it's not a question of if features are wholly regulated or wholly unregulated, right? We're just drawing a line between federal and state jurisdiction. So states always have the ability to step in and manage more water features. We're just trying to figure out what is an appropriate line to draw for federal authority.
Any other thoughts? A lot of news coming out of EPA here this week, obviously, beyond WOTUS. Is there anything else you are tracking with the news that's come out of EPA? Just for final thoughts here as we wrap up.
You know, I just want to note that this is a 30-day comment period. There are going to be some listening sessions. If you're a listener, if you're a landowner, a farmer, a rancher, this is the time to engage with EPA and share your WOTUS story if you have one. I think this EPA in particular is very interested in hearing from individual farmers and ranchers. So make sure that your voice is heard. We will also be tracking the other 31 administrative actions that were announced from the EPA this week, which seem to amount to about 65% of EPA's total budget. But certainly more to come in WOTUS and other environmental spaces. But I think, you know, producer engagement is going to be key for the next month.
Once again, Mary Thomas Hart, Chief Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, with an update on WOTUS. Talked with her last week on Capitol Hill. That's going to do it for AOA today, brought to you by Cenex. Premium diesel is the right choice for your operation year-round. Learn more about Cenex premium diesel fuels by visiting cenex.com. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk with Nate Smith from Top Dollar Angus. Also, we'll hear my conversation with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman from last week. For now, we're out of time. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our
coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a week after Ukraine agreed to a U.S. proposal on a 30-day ceasefire with Russia, President Trump and Russia's leader scheduled to hold a phone call tomorrow. ABC's James Longman is in Kyiv and says Vladimir